It is time for Vet Talk on KDOM. It's brought to you Tuesday mornings as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic. Dr. Travis Freiwald joins us this morning. We appreciate you taking time out and talking with us today.
No problem.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about cats. There's some issues running around, huh?
Yeah, this past week we've had several cases of what we call feline lower urinary tract disease. And so I thought I'd just kind of touch on some of those issues.
Okay. Well, let's start with what is it?
So it's a broad term, and it actually describes several conditions that can affect cats. But they all can lead to the same signs of trouble or straining to urinate or going into the litter box multiple times. Which can indicate a painful bladder or inappropriate urination outside the bladder.
Okay. Now, is this something that just happens, or is it something that's preventable?
It can certainly be managed. It can happen from several underlying causes. A lot of people call and think their cat has a urinary tract infection. And while that can happen, that's actually not the most common cause. It's actually, in a lot of cases, related to stress. And for cats, they can manifest that stress as inflammation of the lining of the bladder, and changes in their environment, or limited outdoor access, or especially living in multi-cat households, having more than two cats. Can make them prone to this condition.
Huh. So you don't really think about cats suffering from stress, but it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And anything can stress cats out that we wouldn't think would do it, like new furniture, loud noises, lack of predictability, not having safe spaces. And we like to try to keep our cats inside. We want them to be able to go outside, but when they go outside, what do? They run across the street and get hit by a car, or they get in a major cat fight. Keeping them indoors, if you couldn't go outside all the time, that would be stressful too, to get some fresh air. So there's ways to make your inside of your house, more cat friendly, having places where they can retreat, get away from it all, but yet still have stimulation.
Okay, very good. So how do you treat this then?
One thing I'll mention is that if it happens in male cats, because they have a more narrow urinary tract system, especially the neutered cats, it can lead to a full blockage, which is life-threatening. So that requires sometimes hospitalization and other interventions like IV fluids and urinary catheters. But, other cats, if they just have the inflammation but not a true blockage, ways to manage it are to optimize hydration using special diets that help maintain the acidity of the urine in the proper range and decrease crystals in the urine. But also canned foods can be really beneficial because canned foods have more water, and that helps dilute out the urine, and so makes it more comfortable for them to go to the bathroom. So things like having plenty of water bowls available, or cats even like running water, so a water fountain can encourage that, and wet food diets are really important. And then doing things like we mentioned to reduce stress and encourage a play, have vertical spaces and hiding spots. And then there's a product called Feel-Away that helps create a calming atmosphere and reduces that stress-induced issue.
Very good. But as always, it's important to catch this as soon as you can.
Yes. The sooner the better. Even if a cat doesn't have any clinical signs, sometimes just regular vet visits, we can even, check a urine sample and see, the pH isn't where it's supposed to be, or that kind of things like that, that catching it early can really help.
Absolutely. All right. Travis, is there anything else we need to mention on this?
just, you know, if you see those signs in your cat, don't hesitate to call us and we can talk about it.
And again, there's somebody on call 24 hours a day.
That is correct. Yep, we're still doing that.
All right. And the main number to call for the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic?
507-831-1473.
Very good. Dr. Travis Freiwald, we appreciate you talking with us today.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Very informative. A good one. All right. That is Vet Talk this morning. It's brought to you as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham.